This is KWMR.
Point Reyes Station.
I'm Emily Henderson.
And I'm Peter Henderson.
We listen to KWMR.
All the way from Brighton in England.
If you or a loved one is struggling with mental health or substance abuse, there is support available. Through Marin Health and Human Services. Their website is marinhhs.org. That's marinhhs.org.
And you are listening to KWMR Point Reyes Station, and it is time for Epicenter. I want to apologize. We should have had a full Turning Pages in the 10 to 11 spot, but there were some technical difficulties, so we will make sure we get back into the right sequence of who's reading what between Janet and Lyons. Thanks for your patience. This is Epicenter on KWMR West Marin Community Radio. You can hear Epicenter at 5 p.m. on KWMR or listen to recent archives at kwmr.org. Today, I'm your host, Amanda Eichstead, and my guest is Julie Hales from the Center for Independent Living. Julie, welcome to the KWMR airwaves.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here and for the chance to be able to talk with you a bit about disaster preparedness.
I know. Well, September is Disaster Preparedness Month, and so we're really trying to cover that in these Monday Epicenter spots. And I'm really excited that you were able to join us from the Center for Independent Living, because that is a sector of our population that we sometimes don't always think about when we talk about standard go bags and evacuation routes and things like that, because there are limitations physically on what people can do. Could you tell us a little bit about the Center for Independent Living, just for the listener's sake, before we jump into emergency preparedness?
Absolutely. So Marin Center for Independent Living was founded in 1977, and we are a nonprofit that with the mission to help people with disabilities of all ages maximize their independence. So we provide a number of services, from service coordination to caregiver support to benefits counseling, to help with medical transitions in order to help people of all ages with disabilities, as well as older adults aging into disabilities, ensure that they can maintain the maximum level of independence in their sort of setting of choice.
You know, it's interesting. I was checking out the website before our interview today, and really it was basically groundbreaking. The first Center for Independent Living was based around letting the very first disabled students into UC Berkeley and getting the very first curb ramps on sidewalks for people who are not walking. I mean, it's pretty revolutionary.
That's one of my favorite stories of the independent living movement, which is sort of the basis or foundation for all the work we do, that sort of the concept of nothing about us without us. And Ed Roberts, actually in Berkeley as a student at UC Berkeley, he required an iron lung and was forced to live because there was no dorms that could accommodate him with his iron lung. He was forced to live in the medical clinic. And so he and some friends went around Berkeley when he was unable to access the sidewalks with a sledgehammer and created the very first curb cuts down Telegraph Avenue.
Well, I will tell my husband, who's a traffic engineer, that one. He may already know, but that's pretty ballsy to go like take a sledgehammer. But I mean, sometimes you really need to send the right message through activism to show, you know, what the needs are. So, I mean, I would say that the first point here, that people with disabilities and older adults being disproportionately affected by power outages in disasters, it's real. It's very, very huge. So can you talk a little bit about what types of things you focus on through the Center for Independent Living for these individuals as you're talking to them about preparing for inevitable, really, in some cases, emergencies?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, people with disabilities are disproportionately affected during power outages and other disaster events. As we learned, for example, with the Paradise Fire, it was the first people to pass away or perish from the fire were people with disabilities and access and functional needs. So it's really crucial, and a key part of sort of our mission is to make sure we can maintain and maximize the safety and well-being of people with disabilities. And so part of that is really being prepared, and making sure that we can address all of the access and functional needs that come up in a disaster. That can include transportation, medication preparedness, as well as making sure there's a, if needed, caregiver support. And so we really believe in working on developing individualized plans so as to be as prepared as possible in the event of a disaster. We really, or not we really, pardon, we have developed, based on studies, sort of a program and preparedness booklets, so specifically for people with access and functional needs of all ages, so that they can be as prepared as possible in the event of any sort of disaster. And that includes creating a personalized sort of go bag that is includes things such as medication, any sort of assistive technology or durable medical devices, and also making sure that people are connected to others and have allies they can call upon, because it really is crucial that we are come together as a community in disasters, and especially for people with access and functional needs. We really need to make sure that we are prepared, especially when I think of in West Marin, where transportation can be especially complicated. We want to make sure that we have options available to everyone, regardless of what type of event occurs.
Right. And I know in talking with other folks about disaster preparedness, it really comes down to getting to know those around you, getting to know your neighbors, and having a plan. And I would imagine if someone has a caregiver, but they're not there full time, that they would really need to look at all of the specific scenarios, like when a caregiver is there, what does that look like, when someone isn't there, if a family member is the responsible party during a period of time. What does that look like in terms of, I mean, I think one of the most terrifying things is thinking about evacuation for anybody, whether you're trying to get out yourself as an able-bodied person or whether you have mobility issues and are unable to perhaps even drive yourself. So I would say, can you kind of walk through a little bit about the booklet and also that one-on-one individuals planning and how that looks in your worldview?
Yes, absolutely. So we, Marin Center for Independent Living, is part of sort of a larger network called the One Door, where we are work especially closely with Aging and Adult Services, but also with transportation services and other Marin VOAD and other nonprofits and non-government organizations, so that we can, in the event of a disaster, maximize our efforts and our impact for people with access and functional needs, or in other words, people with disabilities of all kinds. And so, in the event of a disaster, we actually have a program available free for all Marin County residents where we can help get people connected to transportation or emergency caregivers. We work very closely with our partners as part of the One Door, the idea being that, we are one door to whatever services a person with disabilities may need. We also, in a partnership with PG&E, MCE, and the California Foundation of Independent Living Centers, have a free program available to provide portable backup batteries to individuals who rely on power, on electricity or powered medical devices, so that in the event of a power outage or a disaster, that individuals have sort of a bridge to safety where they are able to power up those devices in the event that the electricity goes out. And as we know and have learned, especially in the past 4 years, power outages in Marin can be unplanned, they can be sustained for quite some time, and they really can be a huge disruption in the lives of a life of a person with disabilities. So for community members who, say, utilize an electric wheelchair or a hospital bed, or perhaps they need their medications refrigerated, individuals who use, for example, CPAP machines or ventilators of any kind or oxygen devices, we are able to provide backup portable batteries thanks to these partnerships we have with PG&E and MCE and CFILC. So that, again, in the event of a power outage, individuals are able to continue to use those life-sustaining devices that they rely on in their day-to-day lives.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Epicenter on KWMR. I'm Amanda Eisted, and I am talking with Julia Hales from the Center for Independent Living. It is Preparedness Month, September, and we're talking about disaster preparedness planning and programs for people with disabilities. I'm curious about these batteries. Julie, is this something that people should register for now and have on hand all the time? It's not something that you bring to them just during an emergency, correct?
Correct. I absolutely would encourage people to call our office or to go to our website to sign up for the program. And we will actually deliver the batteries to you and show you how to operate them. They're Yeti devices. We have, I think, two different sizes depending on one's need. And so we can help make sure that it's charged up so that if, say, tomorrow, you know, for whatever reason, there's a power outage, a community member is still able to plug in and utilize their medical devices.
And they would do that through your programs, through your website. Why don't you give out any type of contact information for listeners who might be interested in this for themselves or for someone that they know doesn't have something like that and might need it?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website at www.marincil.org. And you'll see there is a link to sign up for Powered and Prepared. And then you can also call our office at area code 415-459-6245, extension 12. And we actually have a full-time staff member, our community resiliency navigator, Chris Sirock, who specifically works to help in the event of disasters and will conduct outreach and coordinate with emergency services and with any shelters so as to maximize the independence and provision of services for people with disabilities. Because really, we want to make sure that no one goes left behind or unprepared in the event of a disaster of any kind.
Do you know, Julia, how many clients the Center for Independent Living serves in Marin County currently?
We currently serve about 900 individuals a year.
That's pretty amazing. Do you feel Yes. like that perhaps some people don't know about the services, or really if there are people with these disabilities that the other care that they're getting and the wraparound services include, make sure that you're registered and working with the Center for Independent Living?
I do feel like, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of our services, and I really just want to plug sort of our agency as all of our services are available for free to anyone who self-identifies as having a disability or disabling condition. We also help any caregivers or family members or the support network of people with disabilities and older adults. And it's not just the preparedness in the event of a power outage or specific disaster that we can assist with. We really want to make sure people are as prepared and connected as possible. So we can also help ensure that people are signed up for not just emergency alerts through, for example, NICSL or Safe Alert Marin, We also help with things like getting people connected to, you know, more regular transportation options, nutritional support. We also can help with, you know, finding and signing up for either private pay or IHSS caregivers, and getting connected to other benefits, from CalFresh to Social Security. And again, all of our services are available for free. And it's really what I am really passionate about with the work that we do, is that everything we do is person-centered. You know, our goal is to help the person who comes to us achieve whatever goal they state. We really believe in helping individuals sort of maximize and sustain their independence in the setting of their choice.
Julia, I wanted to ask, if someone is sort of temporarily laid up because of an injury or, you know, some type of surgery, there's a lot of, you know, hip replacements and things like that. Are your services available to those folks as well who are like possibly temporarily disabled?
Absolutely. So our services are available to anyone, whether they have a temporary or newly acquired or lifelong disability. And we define disability not just as a physical disability, but also mental or emotional disability, or disabling condition from major depression to PTSD to bipolar disorder. We also consider substance abuse or dependency a disabling condition. And we also help people who have intellectual and developmental disorders or disabilities. So really, we try to be as encompassing and accessible as possible, regardless of what kind of impairment or disabling condition an individual may have.
So when you say you're doing a one-on-one, does that require your staff to go to the person, or for those people to come to the center? How does that sort of manifest itself? How does that work?
So we typically work with people via phone or Zoom, just to make it as sort of easy as possible. People are also welcome to set up an appointment to come into our office. And for the one-on-one disaster planning, we can set up appointments in someone's home to go out and meet with them to develop that individualized plan and learn how to put together that go bag in case of a disaster.
And I wanted to ask you, Julie, how you came to this work, because it's really important work. And I'm so pleased to know that the Center for Independent Living exists and was formed to help people. So how did you study this, or how did you come to this work?
So my background actually is in mental health. I was working as a children's counselor for about 10 years. And then I actually had my own temporary disabling condition when I came down with meningitis and encephalitis, and I required 24/7 assistance. I was in the hospital for an extended period, and it really was eye-opening to me what it was like having sort of a newly acquired disability and being reliant on others in order to meet to complete sort of daily activities of daily living. And once I was able, I was fortunate enough to be able to regain my physical and cognitive functioning, but it really made me passionate about helping people in experiencing disabling conditions, whether they are temporary or dependent, independent living, where really it is important to lift up people with disabilities of all kinds and recognize that disability can be a strength. And just because someone may need some sort of assistance or extra support to complete certain tasks, doesn't mean that they should be excluded or not have equal access in society.
Right. Well, and to that vein, I'm going to give out that telephone number again, because this is FM radio, and we know that some of our listeners choose to or are unable to connect via the internet out here in West Marin due to just how that system is not as robust as we would all like it to be. The phone number for the Center for Independent Living is 415-459-6245, and it would be extension 12 if you are looking to get your disaster preparedness stuff lined up, or really if you need any services, whether you're temporarily or lifelong disabled, from the Center for Independent Living. It's such a fascinating and wonderful bunch of programs that you run. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the listener, Julie Hales?
I just would really like to encourage anyone to visit our website, marincil.org, or we also have a website, onedoormarin.org, and connect with us with any questions you have related to, you know, remaining in one's home, aging into disability. Really, for any questions you may have, we may not have the answer, but we can at least be that bridge to get you connected to the correct services and resources available so that you can maintain your independence and reach your goals.
And I would imagine that the Center for Independent Living is also a pretty strong resource for caretakers and for those who are supporting people with disabilities as well.
Absolutely. It is a very important part of our work is to support and lift up caregivers of all kinds, whether that's family caregivers, in-home support services caregivers, or private pay caregivers. And we actually have a registry of caregivers within our agency to provide people with in-home care that they may need. And because we don't take any overhead costs or overhead out of the pay, we have what I have found from my own experience as a family caregiver, the most affordable rates in Marin County.
Well, that's really good to hear. How is the Center for Independent Living funded, Julie?
So we are funded through a variety of sources, primarily through the Department of Rehabilitation, as well as the Department of Aging. We also receive grants from Marin Community Foundation, Marin Health. We have a wonderful program that's funded through the nonprofit To Celebrate Life, where we are able to provide individualized support to people who are undergoing treatment for breast cancer. We also have a specific grant for community resiliency and disaster preparedness. It really is a strong passion of our agency is to make sure that people with disabilities are able to remain safe and access services in the event of any kind of disaster.
Well, I think it's just good to share this information out due to our overwhelming need for looking at equity in our society. And I think that the Center for Independent Living is doing their part. Really wonderful work. Julie, thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us on KWMR's Epicenter program.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
And that was Julia Hales, One Door ADRC Administrator from the Center for Independent Living, sharing that with us during September's Preparedness Month. I have a couple of public service announcements that are timely here to share with you, and this one very timely since it is happening today. The Inverness Association will host a community forum on Monday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dance Palace to discuss the Inverness Public Utility District Service Area Parcel Tax Measure Zero. The forum will also be available to stream via Zoom. KWMR has added the Zoom link to our website PSA page. You can find it at kwmr.org/PSA. COVID is not gone, but it is definitely tapering down at this point in time with the variant. But you might need some free rapid COVID tests, and they are being distributed in West Marin in these five locations. At the Tamales Town Hall on Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m., at the Bolinas Community Center Thursdays from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and upon request, and at the Inverness Firehouse Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., they're asking that you make an appointment because they do other things there other than just hand out tests, and that's the Inverness Firehouse number is 415-669-7151. At West Marin Community Services on Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 a.m. until noon and Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m., and at the San Geronimo Commons, where the golf course used to be, on Thursdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you have tested positive, please do not come to the testing distribution sites until 5 to 10 days after your initial positive test result. This year's International Shakeout Day is Thursday, October 20th. On that day at 10:20 a.m., millions of people worldwide will participate in earthquake drills at work, school, or home. You can get more information about this earthquake drill and preparedness tools online at shakeout.org. And they're asking to register and participate in the Shakeout event. We will be doing so here at KWMR. And lastly, KWMR's Board of Directors is immediately seeking new board members. The board's continuing vitality depends upon their goal to be inclusive and broad-reaching. They continue to seek board members with diverse backgrounds, interests, and talents. Are you a big fan of KWMR with a desire to enhance our community enlivenment? With the ability to participate about 4 hours a month? Would you like to join an already enthusiastic, serious, yet fun-loving group of committed board members? Stop by the KWMR office during business hours for further information and an application, or go online to kwmr.org/board. We're asking that applications be due September 20th, but we will take them on an ongoing basis as well. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.